Blog Talk Radio.
I'm excellent. How's it going?
And let me say a word to Tana. Hi, Tana.
Hi.
What's up, Tana?
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Tana. Hi, JoJo. JoJo's here, too.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Luco.
What's up, Joe?
What's up, brother?
How you doing? You feeling better?
Yeah. You going to dinner?
What's that, Tanya?
Did you go get your root canal?
No, I postponed it till Monday. Second day in a row, my dentist is like, doesn't it hurt? I'm like, yeah, no, it's fine. I'm cool. I want to wait till Monday. He's like, can't put it off forever. I'm like, I'm thinking otherwise, so I'll see you on Monday, maybe.
Dude, your dentist probably is like, he probably thinks you're a pretty interesting dude after all the other stuff you've been through with that guy.
I was about to say, yeah, it's like him and I have talked to you. He definitely thinks I'm either interesting or just completely crazy, one or the other.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
A little bit of both, probably.
It's a great because there's a strong possibility of the rasher this weekend. If you don't have to have a root canal, you know, why not, right?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, right. Why do now what you can put off forever?
I did go to the next day, but I'm expecting.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, I want to welcome, obviously, everybody on the line, your wonderful, beautiful people, Joe and Tana and Luco. And then I also want to welcome in the chat room, Jim and Carol and Deborah and a guest and Lala. Hey, Lala, hold tight. I'm going to play your song since you're here. Lala's always late to church or comes after church. So while Lala's here, I'm going to play Lala's song.
Yeah, big
okay,
ups to Lala welcome. For making it on time.
Yeah, Lala, you might get some points for that.
Yeah.
Joke. Okay. Joe Gretto, I'm glad you're here, and Chris Potter and Nick and Alana and Michelle and Rojo and Roman and Tana. We're all in the chat room. I heard the chat room was open past 3 a.m. Joe, why don't you tell your story?
It's funny. I was laying down trying to get some sleep, but it wasn't really working out. But I wasn't sweating it. But then just an insane, insane storm here last night. Tons of lightning, like just so many strikes. It just kept on lighting up the sky really loud. I mean, next level loud thunder. And I love weather. Like, it wasn't a normal thunderstorm. So it's super cool. So it's like, oh, I want to tell my family. So I logged in a chat. It was like 3 a.m. East Coast time. And sure enough, there are a few people. Tana was in there.
Yeah.
And,
I was there.
Gemma and Jason was in there. And, yeah, it was so funny. I was like, oh, there's always someone in here. So I let them know what was up. And they were like, cool.
Yeah, the usual extreme late night chatters were in chatting.
Keeping it real.
Amen, yep.
That's so cool that, like, you wanted to share it with family and you hopped in chat and they were still awake. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's awesome that we have that because, like, I didn't think anyone would be in it. And I was just like, oh, let me just check. I actually kind of thought they did. It would be, but I didn't really give it much thought. But I was just so, it was so nice that we have that. Like, any old time, we can get in touch with each other and be like, oh, check this out and check that out.
Yeah, Joe, you know, it's only 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. in California. So, yeah, of course, I'm still there. I'm there.
Oh, I know.
What's up? Party animal.
Yeah, I have some cool news. Well, I made a video about it. I was on my way walking home from yoga this morning, and the Lord said to my spirit loud and clear and beautifully, He said, what are the exact words? Let me go to my video. I think
he said, I'm
taking
you
home,
you.
But he forgot. I made the
whole
video on
it. He said, I'm coming for you. I just watched a video. He said, I'm coming for you.
He goes like this. He goes, I'm coming for you. So loud and clear. It was like really windy in California. So it was like with the breeze, it was almost like he came on with the wind when I was walking. And it was like, he said, I'm coming for you. And I was just, I like practically skipped the rest of the way home. It was so awesome. So I made a video about it. Anyway, sorry, somebody's been messaging me. Okay, and then also I got a wonderful email from our new friend Emily. You guys saw the video I made for Emily, right? Our little private family video. Well, Emily got saved. That's Jason's girlfriend's daughter. And she sent me an email today, and she told me she said she felt God's presence today, and it was awesome. Now, you guys know she's 15 years old, and we led her to the Lord in chat, and Jason lives with her, so he talks to her now about God, and she's looking forward to the rapture, and she liked a little video I made for her welcoming her into the kingdom, and she sent me a picture of her and her dog, and she's beautiful, 15-year-old, oh my goodness, she's just beautiful inside and out. So, Emily, if you're listening, yeah. I love you, and we're so excited
you
you're going
Emily.
With us. Isn't that cool, you guys? Emily's going with us.
I got a letter, too. Yeah, she's a beautiful little girl. Sorry, Emily, you're a young lady. Beautiful young lady.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So cute.
Can you guys hear me okay? I'm on the walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay? All right. I want to welcome our beautiful Keith and our awesome Grandma Pat to the line.
Hi, sweeties.
Hi. Hi, darling.
Hi, Mama Pat.
Hi, babies. How are you doing? How
good.
You doing?
Good. Thank you. Hey,
good.
Keith.
Good. Hey, Keith.
You
hey,
know
everybody.
What? You're kind of like, you know what, Pat? Me and Jason used to argue if you were really an angel or not. Me and Jason would say, do you think Pat's an angel?
What, is that possible?
Because you're just so beautiful. So I'm going to dedicate this song to you that we're going to worship to right now. It's about angels. And back in the early days when Pat would call in, me and Jason would be like, do you think she's an angel?
I have to tell you something. This is weird. In the 70s, somebody told me I was.
Yeah,
and meant
well,
it. And I don't to go telling people that because they look at you like you've got two heads.
Well, I know Joe's an angel, so you never know. Luco's an angel. But anyway, let's worship God to this song called Angels Forever. And thank you, Lala, for sending me the MP3. And let's just welcome our Savior to be and do what he wants on today's church. We love you, Jesus.
Walking, oh God,
song.
Yeah.
You're going to be quiet. Oh, my goodness. Hey.
You know, last time I interpreted your dog's bark, Pat, he stopped. Once I got the message, he stopped. Did you notice that, though?
Laura is just coming home, and they love her with a passion like you don't believe. So the silly-looking Tibetan Spaniel goes absolutely nuts, and he's so funny-looking. I have to send you a picture of him. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
his little teeth stick out. I will. I'll send you a picture. Oh, my God.
He's the animal whisperer.
Oh, I'm so happy to see her. She works as a daycare teacher. What, dear?
Your dog just said, welcome, Leah, to the phone. Hello, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hi,
guys.
You might want to mute me for a few minutes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Oh, you're so silly. Yes.
Hey, Nuko. Nuko hung up already, that little turd. Nuko worked today, but he didn't work at Home Depot. He worked helping somebody rake down their blackberry bushes. He got paid for it, he had a day off. And he went and bought the Xbox One, and he's having fun playing video games with the Lord until he gets here. So, Nuko, if you're doing that right now, I'm glad you're having fun. God told Nuko some cool things. He said basically God was telling him he was thinking too much, like, so he gave him permission to play video games and to just enjoy himself and just to be, for God to be with him in everything he's doing. So Luco's doing great. It's really cute. Like, I talk to him about it every day, but it's just neat to hear how the Lord's working with him. You know, I think I was like that when I was like 19, like always thinking about everything and driving yourself crazy, you know, like your mind never shuts up.
Sure.
So the Lord really just gave him permission, and he's been having so much fun. And he goes, you know, I just, the Lord just kind of helped me get out of that funk where I just overthink everything, you know? Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I was hoping he would share that, but he hung up. He probably went to go play his video game.
I went to Home Depot the other day, and I'm like, I was looking for Luco in my Home Depot in his little orange smock. I kept screaming to the store, and he never answered, so I'm like, okay, great.
Oh, gosh.
Just kidding. I knew that.
Wouldn't that be so funny if, like, a bunch of us RCC people showed up at his job one day? Wouldn't that be just so great?
Oh, that would be hysterical.
Judy, this is what I was thinking. You just all show up with different kinds of shady characters and just keep going to the parking lot, changing your clothes, and, like, showing up like somebody different. Keep going up to his register.
Oh, my gosh. Give him a hard time.
I think that would be hysterical.
Too cute. Hey, did you
ask him where something is?
Oh, go ahead. What, Joe?
I was just saying we could just ask him where something is. That would ruin his death.
Yeah. Can you tell me where the power tools are, please?
Or tell him that we want to return something from a year ago.
Yeah. What did you need to return, Judy? Your glue gun? I bought this glue gun like a month ago, and it's, you know, I don't need it anymore.
Target does that, you know. Like, I kept breaking my vacuum cleaners after the Lord fell on my son. I was so excited that I was breaking dishes and I was being too rough with things. And I broke so many things after the Lord fell on my son because I was just always like excited. So I broke like two vacuum cleaners. And I kept bringing them back to Target, and they kept giving me new ones, even though it was my fault. By the third one that I broke, I'm not kidding, I was just roughing them up too much. And then by the third one I broke, I felt so bad. I was like, here, I just want to buy a new one. So I just bought a new one. So, yeah. I mean, but I'm not breaking things anymore. You know, I'm more mellow.
Oh, that's
but
good.
I really was so pumped up and excited about the rapture. I asked my sister. I was breaking dishes. I was just handling everything really roughly because I was just so excited all the time, you know? Because my vacuum cleaner is one of those that you have to take apart, and then you clean it. You clean out all the dander and the different compartments. well, each compartment is kind of fragile, but I just kept breaking stuff. I mean, it's not that hard. It's not easy to break, but I did it. So anyway, enough of that. So, Luco, if you're listening,
I break things without being excited.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. I
drop everything.
Really broke a lot of yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, it looks like everybody's happy today. It looks like everyone's shown up.
Good.
Oh, let's welcome. Oh, hey, so somebody else is on the line. Is this Alana? Is this 413? Is this Alana?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Hi, honey. Hi, sweetie.
Hello, Pat. Hey, Judy. How you doing?
How are you doing, honey?
Hi.
I am good, and, you know, I had beyond flirting going on today.
Oh.
And I don't know if this is going to translate into a story or not, but I am going to do my best with it. I have a difficult job, and sometimes I drive. I never listen to the radio. Never. Never. And this time I said, you know what? I'm just going to play some music, and I'm going to have this music be to you, Jesus. This is music for you. And he a series of songs came on that completely unnerved me.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't happened to me in years, but it has happened. And so here's what I heard. The first song was an old song, and I don't know the name of it or anything, but it goes like, she's got a way about her. I don't know what it is. And I was like,
yes,
because it was such a sweet, sweet, incredible, and I was just taken by it. And then
mm-hmm.
the song came on next week, right after that, was this thing, and it was totally clipped to the heart. And I don't know if y'all know
mm-hmm.
that song or not.
Yes, yes, yes.
But there is a line in there that went into my soul, and it's forever going to start tonight. I was undone. I was on the highway. I was glad I had come to my exit because I was falling, and I had to go meet with people. I could feel it, you know. I really felt that one, you know. And then I was like, Lord, I can't be doing this because I'm crying on the highway here, you know. And then he
mm-hmm.
did a thing that made me laugh out loud. He hit up on Barry White, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe. I was unnerved. I was undone.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was so sweet, I just wanted to share it with you.
Oh, yeah. He does that. Oh, boy, does he do that.
Wow. I love it.
Love it.
Hey,
yeah.
But that Forever's Gonna Start Tonight was really, I mean, really, I almost just drove off the road.
He's flirting with you.
Not bad.
I'm
oh, yeah.
Because I can't handle it. So, you know, and
oh,
that's
I hear
me,
you.
That's me hitting with Barry White to make me laugh.
He does
wow.
that.
Wow.
Yep.
Alana.
I'm just going to share that with y'all, and I'm going to go
Thank
back
you.
To the chat room. But I just, Barry White, Roger, that's right, y'all. Can't get enough of your love back.
Yeah.
So that's up. That's what's up. I wanted to share it.
Thank you. Great.
I'm going to play this worship song dedicated to Alana.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one. I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you will hurt you somehow. Don't you dog the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. The queen of hearts is always your best bet. Not seem to me the bad thing have laid upon your table, but you're only want the one that you can't get. Desperado, all you need is a million. You're pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. Yeah.
In for a few minutes. She hung up, but you see how we got to hear her voice and it cheered us all up and it was beautiful. Well, I just wish everybody at this church would just call in, even if it's like Alana, just for 5 minutes. You know, it's just really nice to everyone that's on the line now and everyone that calls in. It's just nice. It's nice. It's nice to hear your voice and to make your voice known. So thank you, Leah and Pat and Keith and Tana and Joe for calling in and you know, showing off your savior, and yeah, you know, and letting him show you off. It's wonderful, and a lot of that made my, that started off the show great to hear what I was doing with you, and yes, Carol said, Desperado RCC retard. We are desperado for you, Jesus, and that was Alana's request song.
Amen.
So, anyway, I want to welcome Rhea from Canada to the chat room. Rhea is Bri777 in the chat room. Rhea, we're so glad
Rhea.
You're here. And Sherry, Shovel and Shit Sherry.
Oh.
We love you, Sherry. Sherry Berry, she might call in, but I always pressure her to call in. I feel kind of bad. If she even shows up in the chat room, I'm like, call in, Sherry, call in. And I don't want to pressure her, you know, but
hit,
Sherry, call in.
Yeah, Sherry,
so
call
anyway,
in.
Go ahead. I was going to say she's sleeping in chat, so she's probably tired from shoveling.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, shoveling shit. But, you know, that's her most anointed time, kind of like when I'm vacuuming and cleaning. She gets a lot of revelation. So if we have an RCC conference in her area where she said we're all going to get some overalls on and shovel shit and hear from the Lord. You know.
Oh, my gosh.
But Joe says if we have it in his area, we're just going to party. we're just going to be, like, singing songs and dancing and stuff and doing some, like, donkey show.
Awesome.
Oh my
god. But we're not going to we're going to be in heaven doing all that, so we don't even need to worry about that.
No shovels allowed.
Yeah. We're not having a conference cuz we're leaving.
Exactly. Lord, you hear that? No conference.
Rojo said Sherry's holding nubbies and drinking moonshine. And Sherry grows her own tobacco. So, we know Sherry's different. We're going to smoke some of Sherry's tobacco at the party. I have asthma, so I don't smoke. And I don't like the taste of alcohol, but I party anyway. I party harder than anyone, okay? I don't need any of that stuff. Okay.
Exactly.
But it's okay if you do, because usually people need to drink in order to fit in with me, so that's cool. Like, just go ahead and drink, and then me and you can get along. But if you don't drink before you hang out with me, sometimes it's hard. That's scary. My sister's here, and she says it's true. Actually, you get high off her. You don't even need anything. I don't know. Okay, so let's welcome area code 713 is on the phone. Hello, 713. Who are you? 713, you're on the line. That's okay. Maybe it was an angel hanging up on us. So how is everybody today in La La Land? La La, you should call in. La La should call in, speaking of La La Land.
That would be cool. La La should call in.
She did the other day. Remember that other Georgia number you had? She's from Georgia. That was her. I have a that never spoke but called.
Mm-hmm.
That was her. I'm 99.9% sure. The day we had our miracle echoes.
Wait, is that you, Rojo 713? Was that Rojo? Hey, Raina's here. Welcome, Raina.
Hi, Raina.
And John Burfod, welcome in. John Burfod, we're glad you're here. Who else jumped in when I wasn't looking? That's it. We got 16 people in there. So, let's do a Bible thump. Can someone do a Bible scripture flip? I have mine out too. Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
I'll do a scripture flip.
Okay, sure.
So, Romans chapter 6, Message translation. So what do? Keep on sinning so God can keep on forgiving? I should hope not. If we've left the country where sin is sovereign, how can we still live in our old house there? Or didn't you realize we packed up and left there for good? That is what happened in baptism when we went under the water. We left the old country of sin behind. When we came up out of the water, we entered into the new country of grace, a new life in a new land. That's what baptism into the life of Jesus means. When we are lowered into the water, it is like the burial of Jesus. When we are raised up out of the water, it is like the resurrection of Jesus. Each of us is raised into a life, a light-filled world by the Father, so that we can see where we're going in our new grace sovereign country. Could it be any clearer? Our old way of life was nailed to the cross with Christ, a decisive end to that sin-miserable life, no longer at sin's every beck and call. What we believe is this: if we get included in Christ's sin-conquering death, we also get included in his life-saving resurrection. We know that when Jesus was raised from the dead, it was a signal of the end of death as the end. Never again will death have the last word. When Jesus died, he took down sin. He took sin down with him, but alive he brings God down on us. From now on, think of it this way. Sin speaks a dead language. Sin speaks a dead language that means nothing to you. God speaks your mother tongue, and you hang on every word. You are dead to sin and alive to God. That is what Jesus did. Yay! Thank you, Jesus.
Very good.
Try to tell
beautiful.
Me. That's why I don't, amen. Oh, my goodness. That's why I don't ever want to hear about people's sins. They try to confess to me. I'm like, stop. I don't want to hear it. It's done. Jesus paid for it. Past, present, and future. So get all up in his love. Let him bring some healing to you. But, you know, leave it at the cross. Hey, welcome, Kimberly. She just jumped in. Chat. We love you, Kimberly. Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Yeah, she's Granada Joseph, and we're so glad you're here with us. Anyway, I just love what Jesus did at the
mm-hmm.
cross. We're all brand new. We're clean. We're squeaky clean and ready to go. I knew Carol would like my Bible thump.
Amen. Thank you,
would.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's nice talking about what he did for us, you know. I
wow,
love him.
Sure.
I love
him. Love,
and
love,
I was
love.
Speaking of that, you guys, I made a video today. So I want everybody that's on the line, if you wouldn't mind, maybe just give a minute to think about it. And if you're in the chat room, if you could answer this question for me and, like, share with us. I have a question. So how does your life define faith? Because somebody asked me to define faith, but this person said, now, don't use the Bible. I already know what the Bible says. I want you to define it in your own words. What is faith? And it took me a while. It took me a few days because I was like, every definition I was coming up with wasn't working, and I really wanted to tell this person what I thought it was. And then the Lord said, you, your faith. I'm like, oh, he's, yeah, you define faith. So my life, so, is a definition of faith. So your life is too. And I would like you to tell me how your life defines faith. What? How is your life? How can I look at your life and say, okay, that's a person of faith? How would I know by the way you're living? So, if you're on the line and you could tell me what you're doing out of faith in your life, I would love to hear it. What are you doing differently because of faith? Could you tell me? Okay, I'll start.
Yeah.
For instance, okay, so when the Lord fell on my son, he told me to quit my job. I quit my job personally. That's what he told me to do. He told me to give my car away. I did that. He told me to give my bikes away. I did that. He told me to start emptying my bank account. I did some of that. He told me to be rapture. He told me I was rapture-centric and, you know, that I could continue to live that way. So that's how my life is a reflection and evidence of faith, personally. So what about you? Tell me. How does your life define faith?
Living every day, just in his presence. And
like your chat room, don't answer us with a definition from the Bible. Tell us from your own personal life, okay? Because you're a living Bible. You're a living word. You're Jesus' proof that he's alive because of your life. So tell us how you're reflecting that in your life. Okay, Pat, go ahead.
I guess I'm very simple, and I guess it's very very simple to me is that, you know, in seeing our Lord's life, Jesus' life, and reading what he's all about, that made tremendous sense to me. I found that that's how you have peace and have sanity in your life is following him and trying to be as much like him as possible, and it's living in his presence and just choosing and choosing what he wants, trying to please him, that in my relationships with others, to treat them like our Lord would treat them. Kindness, gentleness, you know, generosity, just all the fruits and gifts of the Spirit. If I look at the world and I see the effects of the evil, I don't want that. That's not, you know, people are very sensitive. They don't want to be treated like that, how evil treats people with rudeness and contempt and indifference, and the list goes on and on. I mean, you look at today's world, there's no peace, there's no joy. I've discovered that human beings, because we are made in his likeness and image, have a great capacity to love, a great capacity to feel and be good, and to be like the Creator whose image they're they're made in. So that's my goal in life. I mean, I'm not perfect, God knows. But, you know, in everything I think, say, and do, I wanted to reflect, I wanted to say, Jesus, I love you, I've chosen you, I believe in you, and I want to spend eternity with you. So I think basically that's what it is. You know, I've fallen in love with him, and he just is the greatest sense. And that's my goal in life, is just one day at a time, one moment at a time, to be as he wants me to be. And it's a challenge at times, and other times it's very peaceful. But always I have that before me is, you know, what does he want from me? How can I act? How can I love more? How can I be more like him? So that's what I would share with you. You know.
And Pat, like, your life defines faith. Like, I can easily answer that one for you, because you are just the picture of God's grace and love to everybody. And so that's evidence right there of a life of faith, because you can't be who you are, your age, suffering all the things that you've been through, Pat, and be just loving and sweet if it wasn't for some beautiful person like Jesus in your life. Am I right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, you've been through lots of horrible things, and look at you.
Yes, I have.
A picture. A lot of people that have been through rough stuff like that, they end up, you know, it's 70, pretty bitter. And but no, you're the picture of the kind of person that everybody would want to have as their, you know, grandma, really. And, you know, I don't have grandparents or anything. Our family's, like, super broken up, and, I was always looking for somebody who was, you know, a little older than me and really sweet, and I never could find anyone, but I found you.
Oh, thank you. I'm everybody's mom and grandma.
Yeah. And I want to welcome Carol, and I bet that's Sherry. Is that Sherry on Skype?
Yeah, that's you, Judy.
Hi, oh,
Sherry.
Hi,
honey.
Hi,
Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Oh, how are you, honey?
How are the horses? How are the horses, Sherry? Horses are good.
Good.
Got my tomatoes planted, my peppers planted, my strawberries planted. I'm doing good.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, do you want to share, Sherry? Your experience with faith?
Well, faith for me came not instantaneously, although it should, looking back at my life, but I used to write my prayers on a slip of paper and put them in a little jar that I had. And about once a month, I'd take all the little slips of paper out, sit down at the table, and over time, I realized out of 20 slips of paper, God had answered 17 of those prayers and had answered prayers I didn't even ask for. So now my faith is, I guess, kind of second nature. I just trust that he's going to do what he says he's going to do when he says he's going to do it.
Amen.
So,
very cool. You know, there is.
But now look, guys, I've had cancer 3 times. I'm a walking testament of miracles and faith.
Wow.
And so I've had cancer every 10 years since I've been 22 years old.
Wow.
And all 3 times they said I was not going to make it, make arrangements, and yet I'm 53 years old and I still sit here today.
Wow.
So,
hallelujah.
Praise God.
I'm telling you.
Well, I want to, you know what, I want to just add and encourage everybody about the power of writing your prayers or just a letter to Jesus. There's something supernatural. You know, every now and then I write, but I know I've been noticing that the more I write a letter to the Lord, something happens. Very positive happens, and just to give you an example, a few days ago, my test engine light went on as I was driving. My car has about 125,000 miles, and I just don't need another bill right now, right? I'm like, oh no, Lord! I put so much work into my car last year. It should be in tip-top shape for another 200,000 miles. What now? You know, and I said, you know what? I just submitted it to him, and I said, well, you're gonna pay for it. You know, whatever it is, I am. So I took it into the shop, and I took my journal with me. And I started writing a letter. I'm not going to read it right now because I want to talk about my faith in a second. But as I'm writing the letter, it was dear Jesus, here's another trial. Here's another, just one more hurdle that I have to jump. Blah, 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 blah. You know, but I still, in the whole time, I'm still giving him praise and honor and glory. And I'm just opening my heart to him. So the guy comes out, and I'm not even done. The guy comes out and tells me, hey, I have great news for you. It was just a hose came loose from its clamp, and all we did is just clamp it, and we're not charging you for it.
Wow.
So, I was dreading a $1,000 bill or something, and no, it was nothing, you know, but I got it taken care of. So I just wanted to encourage people because of what Sherry shared about writing. There's something very powerful. I think what it is that we give Jesus our undivided attention. We have to focus and speak to him. And sometimes when we're praying, while we are praying and focusing on him, there are other distractions around us. But when we're writing, you know, we're just focused on him. So I don't know. I'm just throwing that out.
No, it's
great.
It's very therapeutic to write. I grew up old school. We did a lot of writing. We didn't have internet and texting and. You know, so I've always, my entire life, I love writing long letters, and it's very therapeutic. And I don't think people stop and realize how much the Lord does for them until you sit down and you take a break and you look back at all the times you really needed the Lord. And maybe you didn't even ask him, but he followed through for you anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying it's something to try, just, you know, throwing
right.
it out there. And
Right. And as far as my experience with faith, you know, we all have a spirit, right? We were created with a spirit, a soul, and a physical body. And the Holy Spirit, God, the Father and His Son, resides. He resides in us, in our spirit. And this is where we hear the voice of God. You know, he comes through our intuition or our thoughts sometimes or whatever it is. And so as far back as I can remember, I would hear a still small voice from time to time tell me, don't go there, or move, you know, move. Just move. And when I would move, you know, it would be that a car barely missed me or something, you know, something prevented. I moved because I paid attention. Now, I paid attention because I had faith. I believed in that voice that spoke to me. So it's been a lifetime of hearing this little voice, trusting the voice, believing the voice, and that is all part of faith. So going back to my most dramatic you know, experience of really believing, really having faith in the voice was when I heard him tell me it was the summer of 1974, call on Jesus. But I didn't want to. But see, I heard his voice. And you know, I was afraid. I was so afraid to, because of course Satan didn't want me to call on Jesus with a pure heart. He didn't care if we use his name, you know, in a very disrespectful way like the world does. You know, the world disrespects his name constantly. But when we call on his name, we call on his name with respect and with love. And the world doesn't do that. And I think it's very telling that the devil does not want us to call on the name of Jesus with a pure heart. Because he doesn't tell people, hey, call on Buddha. Call, you know, or you know, why don't you use Buddha's name in a derogatory way? But he'll tell us, he'll tell the world, use the name of Jesus Christ in a derogatory way. And so with me, going back to my experience, you know, I hear this little voice, I trust it, and that's my faith. I believe in that little voice that tells me, call on Jesus. You know, he told me to write. I sat down and wrote. He told me to call. I had faith in calling. Faith is just believing in him, and also faith is believing that you're going to get something. And why do we call on the name of Jesus? Why do we have faith in him? Because there's something inside of us that tells us when we call on him, we're going to get peace. We have faith that Jesus is love, that God is love. It's faith. It's you just believe. You're just stepping right into it. And when I say I am blessed and highly favored, when I pray for us and believe we are blessed and highly favored, that's faith. You're speaking something into the air, into the atmosphere, into the universe, believing that you really are blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
And so that's faith.
Thank you so much. Hey, you know, in the chat room, there's some young people who are getting persecuted by their families. We have Kimberly. Her parents think she needs to go to a mental hospital. And Roman. And we really are laughing about it, you know. But it is interesting because when I was their age, when the Lord saved me at 16 and a half, after about a year or so of me being, like, radically saved, my mom started calling me crazy. Even though she started believing in the Lord, she accepted the Lord after I got saved. But the things that I was doing, I would go in the garage and lock myself in the garage and do worship for, like, an hour. And she would tell me, why don't you get off your knees and go do something? You know, you spend all your time on your knees. And she would constantly put me down. But, you know, I'm just saying, it was when they're talking like Roman and Kimberly, Roman's 19 now, I think. No, Roman's 18, I think. Kimberly's 19. Guys, I'm proud of you, all right? So let us be your parents here. You know, we're going to be your spiritual parents. We're going to tell you, good job. Keep it up, young people. Stand strong for what you believe in. Respect and honor your parents. You know, respect them and honor them while you're in their house. But do like what I did. I just let my mom say that stuff to me. It's just warfare. It's a trial designed by God to make you stronger. But I'm really glad you're sharing with us because, you know, when you're young, I mean, they call Luco crazy too. His dad, Luco's dad, you guys know Luco's story. He's 19. I want to tell the story to Kimberly too. Kimberly and Roman, Luco's 19, and his dad brought him before the church pastor and said he was cuckoo. He said, my son thinks he's part of the 144K. My son thinks the rapture's happening. And the minister sat him down and told him, you're not part of the 144K. You know, you're not, you know, there's the rapture's not happening now. And they sat down and tried to tell some sense into him. Okay? And Luco sat there the whole time. He just took it. He just listened to them. They just basically put him down the whole time, his dad and the pastor, okay, trying to talk some sense into him. But see, what they didn't know is that Luca talked to me before he went in before them, and I prayed for him and lifted him up. And I told him, just have a sense of humor in your head. Just laugh with God the whole time. But just smile and be respectful. And he was respectful, and he smiled. But you know what, you guys, that's a good sign. If people are calling you crazy, and that's wonderful. So you just keep being strong, okay? Because the crazy people are leaving,
yep.
And here's why. There is not a mental institute big enough to hold us and contain the glory that is within us. Our glory alone could not be contained at a mental hospital. If you put us all in one room, that's why the Lord has us all separated. We're all living in different states, as you notice. You can only have Keith and Tana and Judy and Luco in one state, California, because if there was too many of us, we'd light it up, you know?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Judy.
Yeah?
That was wonderful. I want to give a little teaching today, and I think that was pretty close on the lines of what I wanted to teach on.
Perfect. Okay, before you do it, can I play a worship song?
Sure.
Let's get us in the mood. Okay. All right. Let's get in the mood. Let's do this thing. I have to put up one that Raina gave me. Here it goes.
Look on me with love.
because of what you've done, not because of what I've done, but because of who you are.
I want to give today is called, can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, cool. The teaching I want to give today is called, Whose Report Will You Believe? Whose Report Will You Believe? So all of us are in different situations. For instance, if you're in the situation where, you know, you've given up a lot of stuff and you're waiting on the rapture, you know, whose report will you believe? Will you believe the world that says you should go back to work and you're crazy? Or will you believe God that says he's on his way? Look at your situation, every one of you in the chat room, every one of you listening to this. Look at your situation. Do you have bills piled up? Do you owe people money? Or do you have health issues? There's two verses in the Bible that cover, one covers our health and one covers everything else. The one that covers health is Isaiah 53:5. You know the verse, by Jesus' stripes we are healed. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Punishment but that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds we are healed. So people say, by Jesus' stripes I was healed. That's Isaiah 53:5. Okay, that covers health, all your health issues. And God's report says there that by Jesus' stripes we were healed, past tense. Okay, so the second one is Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all my needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Okay, that's talking about finances, all my needs, okay? So if you're having, do you have bills that you owe people? Do you have tickets or problems or court cases? I don't know, anything going on in your life that you're dealing with, whose report will you believe? Will you believe God that says, and my God shall supply all my needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus? In other words, he'll take care of all of it. Or do you believe the world's or your mind or your own thoughts that say, I'm stressed out, I don't know what to do, this is bothering me, I'm stressing. You choose whose report will you believe. God wants you to believe his report. So what does that mean? That means that you say, Lord, I have this ticket, I have these bills, I have these problems, I have this stress, and I'm claiming Philippians 4:19, my God will meet all my needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So what God is saying is trust him. Just say, God, I'm trusting your report over what I think, what my thoughts or my feelings are, what the world thinks. Whose report will you believe? God, I believe your report. I'm just going to trust you. There's nothing I can do. I can't control the situation. I don't know how to get out of it. I don't know what to do. I'm worrying over it, and I'm sorry. I trust your report that you will make it good. You will supply all my needs. And then with health issues, I do the same thing. Lord, by your stripes, I was healed. I'm going to trust you. You're going to pull me up. You're going to heal me. I'm going to count on you at the end of the day. The end of the time, you're gonna turn it around. I'm gonna trust you. But always ask yourself, whose report do you believe? When you get that utility bill that's higher, you get that credit card bill, and you start worrying, and you just see a new situation that opens up in your life, to, you know, and you're stressing it. Because a lot of the bride's under a lot of stress, a lot of stuff, a lot of problems. Just say, whose report do I believe? Do I believe God? Because God says He'll supply all my needs according to Philippians 4:19, or by Jesus' stripes I'm healed according to Isaiah 53:5. Or do I believe what the world says, that, oh, it's horrible, it's going to get worse, I don't know what to do? Essentially what you do is you ignore your thoughts and your feelings on the subject. And you're thinking, gosh, Keith, that sounds radical. Well, that's the Bible. God says we need to believe His report. So we don't look at our thoughts, which are like, oh, I'm worried, I'm stressed, I don't know what to do, I'm trying to figure it out. We don't go by our feelings, which say, oh, man, this is bad. This is, oh, boy, this is a humzinger. We ignore our thoughts. You can listen to them, but what I'm saying is you don't give precedence to them. You say, I believe God's report over my thoughts, over my feelings. That's what I mean by that. So look at your situation. Look at what you're going through. Anything that's you can have stuff piled high. It doesn't matter. Whose report will you believe? Will you believe God, or will you believe the world or what you're thinking or stressing over? Okay? We're all waiting for the rapture. We believe God's report on the rapture, that He's coming back now, not tomorrow, now. He says it. We believe it. We believe God's report that He will supply all of our financial needs. It doesn't matter if you only have one job and one check. God works miracles, okay? We believe God's report that He will come through for our health as well. We believe Him. We trust Him. We believe God's report, not our report. And if you go to the doctor and he tells you blah, 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 do you believe the doctor's report, or do you believe God's report? You know, the doctor says he doesn't know if you're going to get better. He said you may be on medication your whole life. But what does God say? God says, by Jesus' stripes, I was healed. He will heal you. If you believe man's report, then what happens is you many times cross off what God's saying. Because God, when you believe God's report, you're showing faith. God, I trust you. That's faith. If you believe man's report, then you're telling God you don't have faith in Him. You believe man over Him. And that's all you can do. We go by the Word, and the Word covers our health. Isaiah 53:5, it covers our finances and all of our needs, Philippians 4:19. So when you're in those situations, you just say, God, I believe your report, because it's in your Word that you'll supply all my needs, Philippians 4:19. It's in your Word that you'll heal me, Isaiah 53:5. And everything else is covered in Philippians 4:19. So whose report will you believe about your situations you're going through? That's all I have to say today.
That's great. I needed to hear that.
Yeah, that was great. Amen.
Yeah.
Some of that real clear.
Yeah. I have a lot of stuff here today. Boy, some news I got about things in my family. And, boy, he gets you saying, you know, just trust me. Just
believe
trust
his
me.
Report,
you know.
Pat. Just believe God's report on it. You know.
Yeah, I am. That gave me a lot
of
encouragement.
He said he's going to take care of all your needs, Pat. He said he's going to take
yeah.
care of all your needs, right?
Yeah,
God,
that's what he's
report.
Saying. He says, let me work through this, you know, because he's teaching the others some lessons. So if I just keep my mouth shut and don't get involved, it'll be okay. He's going to let other people take care of things because they have to learn some things, you know, about
mm-hmm.
giving more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because it's heavy.
Everyone's saying amen, Keith. The excellent, we need to hear that beautiful reminder and a great teaching. Let's soak that in. Let's just sit and soak that in, okay? Because we all need to hear this until the day we go. We're going to have challenges. Let's soak this in.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do they like that in the chat room, too? They must have liked that.
Oh, yeah.
Are you speaking in the chat room?
101 cars, but I do that all the time. They've called the sheriff on me a couple times, so pretty much everybody where I live pretty much knows I'm harmless, so they just let me. I stopped in the middle of town and get out at our four-way intersection. There's this concrete thing out there. I'll stop my car and just get out and pray right in the middle of town. For no reason. I'll just pull over and pray about something. People blow their horns. Some people
goodness.
Throw crap at me. Oh, I wrote it on their windows with my finger in the dirt. That maybe that's why they don't like it. So if you got a dirty window and I'm around, I'm writing stuff on your car.
Oh, Sherry.
I
You're going to be bored in heaven because there's no dirty windows up there. No shovel.
Jesus will put some dust on something for me, Pat.
Okay.
Good job, Jerry.
Good job. Good for you.
I'm telling you guys, you just got to just be crazy and turn loose and don't give a crap.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness. God bless
you. Hey, I want to welcome Bill Foley. Foley Bill to the chat room. Welcome, Bill. We're glad you made it.
Hi, Bill.
Love you, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Love you, Bill. Love your music.
Yes.
Yeah, Bill, we just, you might have missed it, but we just worshipped your song.
Amen.
Well, you know, some of us, whatever, I'm not going to say it. Sherry, I'm not going to say it, Sherry. I'm not going to say it.
Come on.
Well, you know, what, you know what Jim, you know.
Oh, yeah, we know.
I'm going to have
that
put on a bumper sticker.
Something new?
I'm going to have this put on a bumper sticker. Keep shoveling shit. Jesus is on his way.
You go for it, girl.
So maybe I'll just put shit happens. Now Jesus is on his way.
Yeah. Get some eggs. Sherry, get some eggs. If they start throwing stuff, throw some eggs back at them.
Don't you really get arrested?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I come from a town of less than 1,000 people. Everybody knows me, so.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah, I try not to go out of the area, though. People don't know how to deal with it.
No,
how many are, Sherry, how many are saved or Christians waiting for the rapture out of 1,000?
Oh, maybe a good guess would be 20.
Wow.
You got work to do. You better find some more dusty cars.
People here believe in the rapture, but they think it's hundreds of years away or thousands.
Which means they don't, when they say that, when people say it's hundreds of years away or sometime in the distant future, the Lord tells me that's because they really don't believe. So what they always do is put a future date to it because they can't really ever have faith that it actually is going to happen. So it's just easier to put off into some distant future.
Yeah.
They really don't believe in the rapture when they say that. Because I always say, well, what date did you have in mind then? They'll never give you a date. They can't because they don't believe in it. They don't believe it.
If you tell somebody, you know, the Lord's coming back soon now, you need to be getting your stuff in order, they'll be like, no, I don't want him to come back now. I'm taking a cruise next week. My daughter's pregnant in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And I'm what?
You're right, Sherry.
Yeah,
they
don't believe.
The grandkids
got
to graduate from high school first. The Lord definitely, they're probably not going to get raptured anyway, so they need to worry about it. Now, with that, if you want to see your grandkids graduate from high school more than you do to see Jesus, then, like, okay, you know.
Look, if
that's
I
the level
had
you
children,
on.
I'm telling you, if I had small children, my knees would be on this floor every day begging the Lord to come back.
Wow.
The world is
wow.
a scary place for children, people.
It is very scary. Scary
exactly.
for adults, too.
Big thanks for that.
Well, here's the thing, too. Can you guys hear me?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I have a friend who is planning on getting married in August. And he's very into his church, and he loves the Lord a lot, and he's been delivered from a lot of bad stuff. But when he, you know, got engaged, up until then, he was rapture-focused, but when he got engaged, he told me that he wanted the Lord to wait and not come right away so that he could get married. And it's like, you know, how sad that people's perceptions of, you know, eternal love with their
with their maid, whoever God has for them, that they think that when the Lord comes for us, that special love that God put in their heart for that person is not going to be there anymore.
Well, plus that's what Jesus said in the Bible. You gotta love. You can't love your children and wife more than me. You gotta love me more than them.
That's that's really the main thing. That's the very main. That's the very, very essence, the very essence of love. We love him first. And you know what? My friend caught himself when he said, when he told me, I hope he waits.
Wow.
When I looked at him, locked eyes, I looked at him like, I don't know if it was my expression that said, like, you said what? You know, he said, I know I'm not supposed to say that.
he pleased it, though, so.
Yeah, but because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Sherry, what do you tell those people when they say that the rapture is going to be 500 years in the future? Sherry
said she'll be right back. She's still on the line.
Okay.
But she'll be right back.
That's a hard one to answer. You know, I usually feel like people don't want to, like they don't want the rapture to happen. That's why they're saying that. Or they say, we don't know the day or hour. Those are usually the lukewarm ones. We don't know the day or hour. It's a cop-out, you know. We are commanded to watch, and I always tell people that. The Bible says we are commanded to watch. You know, we're the watchmen. We're supposed to. Also, it says we're the watchmen, right? We're supposed to sound the alarm, and if we don't sound the alarm, then the blood's in our hands. So, sound the alarm. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Hey, Jim has to get going and have ice cream with the family. We love you, Jim. We'll see you back later tonight. He's going to pop in chat later on and hang with us. Go have fun with your family, Jim. We love you. Bye.
Love you,
Jim.
Bye, Jim.
Bye,
Jim. Have fun. No, those are good dogs.
So, yes, Keith. Chris said, yes, Keith, tell them we are commanded to watch and pray. Amen.
Amen, exactly.
Let's see.
Well, you know, when I tell people the Lord's coming back now and they say, no, he's coming back, it's going to be a long time away.
Yeah.
I always just say, you know, what if he comes back in 10 minutes or tomorrow? You know, just give him something to think about. You just got to plant the seed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plant the seed, let Jesus tend the garden.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. I always talk about the signs.
Sometimes
you got
to pull a weed or two, you know.
I mentioned the signs, you know. I said, well, all the signs indicate he's coming back now. So if you're watching the signs, earthquakes, volcanoes, natural disasters, World War III, they're all pointing now. So,
you know what everybody tells me here, Keith? Because there's a lot of elderly where I live.
Okay.
They'll say, where'd you hear that? On the internet?
Oh, Lord of mercy.
I totally don't like the internet here. It's like the internet. You know, but
people,
they believe the regular news.
Lord of mercy.
Just pray.
Tell them you heard it on the news. Tell them go research themselves if they don't believe it. It's all true.
Yeehaw!
Yeah. Yeah.
DJ Alpha, DJ Alpha, tocando só as melhores.
Tocando só as melhores.
About what you ask them when you, you know, when they say that too.
Well,
you know, when they say
right,
that about
right,
the rapture.
Right.
Yeah.
If I'm talking and I'm like, look now, and I tell people, the Lord spoke to me. He's coming back. I'm serious. And they just look at me like I'm crazy and give me an excuse.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, well, okay, rock on. You know, you stay down here. some people want to stay. We're rednecks here, okay?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hillbillies want to stay. They want to kill zombies and demons and crap. Hillbilly people are crazy. They think it's going to be some kind of big redneck, moonshine, weed-smoking party.
When the fireballs come, they're going to change their mind fast.
I'm telling
you,
exactly right? My own husband, he's like, hun, I'll sit in the top of the barn and I'll pick them off as they come in. And I'm like, okay. And he does tell me if zombies come and I get bitten, he will shoot me in the head. So,
I love it.
Now that is good redneck love.
Oh, gosh, Sherry.
Sherry, as in the days of Noah, right?
Amen.
Oh, my gosh.
When Noah was building that ark, they said he was a looney tune, freak, you know. And then the water came, and they're like, "Holy
moly!"
Most people, most people don't have the ability to sense anything outside of what's going on with them in the next, you know, that minute. Most humans
right.
are like that. But God gives right. us the future. He tells us the future. And that's why I thought the other day how pretty awesome it is. God is telling us, people don't understand why we know these things, because God tells us the future before it happens. We're like, whoa, we know
yeah.
the future. And, you know, in the world, people would give everything they have to know the future. Well, we know the future. They don't. So
yeah.
they think it's like, most people just live in the now, you know, but
mm-hmm.
we're living like,
mm-hmm.
okay, this is going to happen. We know the events are going to happen, you know. And
mm-hmm.
we're here on Earth for a short time to warn them before we depart any time now, out of here. We are giving them the warning, you know, and that's all we can do, you know. But yeah, they're gonna think you're the smartest woman on earth when they leave. They're gonna be like, oh man, what was she telling us?
Woo.
We missed it. We missed it.
Yeah, they're gonna miss
God
that.
God will give them a chance.
Mm-hmm.
They still have time to repent when things get tough.
Mm-hmm.
They'll cry out. They'll cry out. But they'll remember that they were told and they laughed in your face, and then they're gonna kick themselves.
What I find very ironic, though, is all the people who prayed for me when I was young and not walking with the Lord, those people are in their 70s now. These are people that were good, upstanding Christians, and they're the ones that's like, nah, he ain't coming back yet.
Wow.
And you just look at them and you're like, what?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That is weird. Huh? Isn't that crazy? I know. That's
yeah.
strange, sure. That really is. I know, huh, Pat?
It's odd.
Sad.
But they
especially
say the
them.
Same thing, Keith. They say, oh, they said that when I was little, or,
yeah.
you know, they said that when my grandpa was...
Yeah. My aunt
you
said
burned out with
the
it.
Day. My aunt was like, well, Keith, you know, the rapture's not going to happen. She says, Keith, I heard that when I was a little girl. And this is my aunt. She's older. You know, when I was a little girl, I went to Bible school and all. They told me the rapture's going to happen, but Keith... It's just not going to happen, okay? It's way in the future. So you got to stop saying that kind of stuff. I said, well, you're not watching the signs, though, obviously, I said, because earthquakes are out of control. Everything's out of control. I said, so it's going to happen right now. It's all lined up. The whole world's ready to shake and rattle and roll.
Yeah.
I said, so you better be ready,
you know,
whatever you got going on.
I'm not the brightest crayon in the box, but I know this. I care a lot more what the Lord thinks of me than what people think of me.
Exactly.
When the Lord
exactly.
tells you you need to tell people, you need to tell people. And let them
yeah.
think you're crazy. Then they leave you
right.
alone. I don't worry about nobody breaking
yeah.
into my house. They're like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jerry's going to shoot you in the kneecap and then read the Bible to you.
Gonna use my
yeah.
lasso and lasso you up and tie you up and read the Bible to you. Yep.
Yeah.
And give you a shovel.
I'll feed him too while they're here.
Well, Sherry, there's probably nothing you can. With people like that, there's nothing you can really tell them to make them believe, because either they do or they
exactly.
don't. And most of the time
no.
they don't. So, you know.
I just
right.
tell them, you know what? I'm gonna pray for you. And sometimes
exactly.
they look at me and they'll say, "Don't," and I'm like, "Whatever."
Okay.
Don't, because I might believe. But you're planting seeds, honey.
Well,
you're planting seeds. Who knows? When they go home that night, they start thinking about it.
Yeah, people
yeah.
will actually tell you, no, you don't need to pray for me.
Wow.
And then I just look
wow.
at them like, why? You know, like, that stupid? But, hey, then
that's
I
the
pray
best thing
for
you could
twice.
Do.
Those are the ones
you
know you've got to pray for a lot.
Well, deep down inside, they're probably very grateful that you said you're going to pray for them, because you're planting seeds. And who knows, when they have a quiet moment at home before they go to bed or something, they might think about what you said, and God's going to use
yeah.
that to make those
That's
seeds
what,
sprout.
All you got to do is just plant the seed, and that was
yeah.
a hard lesson for me.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I had to go out here and save everybody in Nippa, Kentucky. But God
yeah.
didn't tell me that. God just said,
yeah.
don't plant the seed and don't worry about
yeah.
the rest. And,
exactly.
Oh, yeah,
so
I've even, you're right, Sherry, and I've even seen, you know, I hear Christians go, Keith, you'd be so proud of me because I, you know, I went to Africa, or I went here, I went there, and blah, 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 blah. And I always go, well, did God send you? Well, you know, I knew he wanted to send me because, you know, every Christian thinks going to Africa and all that stuff, all of it's all part of God. But I've seen God shut down ministries left and right that they can be doing saving souls and this and that. But if it's not God, if it's not his plan for their ministry, he will shut it down. You know, you got to do what God tells you to do. You do what he tells you to do. You don't do what you think you're going to want to do. You know, if you can do one thing for God that he tells you to do, get a million rewards in heaven, or do 1,000 things that you think he wants you to do and lose rewards or have all kinds of problems with him. You know, we get to go by what God tells you to do. You know, plant the seeds and let him water it, you know.
Yep.
That's right.
Sherry, it's kind of weird, huh, Sherry? Those people, do you think everybody would want to be raptured? Do you think it would be the most exciting, popular thing in the church? I would never understand that ever. You think they'd be like jumping for joy? I mean, out of all the Bible, honestly, I think out of all the Bible, to me, honest, for my personal opinion, it's like the most exciting thing. I think it's the best promise in the entire Bible. Oh, my gosh. I can't think of it. We never have to get old. We get translated when we're alive right up into heaven. You think these people would be, churches would just be jumping for joy and having celebrations over it. Instead, you bring it up and they get angry. Hostile.
Yeah.
They do.
They're comfortable. They're comfortable in their life. They don't want to give it up.
They want to be reminded. They're lost.
Yeah.
They're asleep.
It's weird.
They don't want you to remind them.
When Jesus is coming back for them because he loves them, and they're angry. I get hostility. I'm like, what?
Oh, wow.
He's coming back for you. You're mad? Crazy.
They seem to put it in the category of the Easter Bunny and the Santa Claus and the, you know, or the Tooth Fairy, the leprechauns, you know. That's what they put it in because they're not feeling enough maybe, or they're not just realizing enough, they're not praying enough, they're not going into Scripture enough. So they don't have a sense in their conscience or their mind that, hey, this is real, that, you know, this could really be happening. Look at the world. It's nuts, you know.
So go ahead, Chair.
I kind of think, too, you know, if somebody ain't awake right now, the Lord's going to use them for his glory during the tribulation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Maybe it's going to take that to get that person's attention. Because we don't know.
You're right.
I mean, I think it's stupid, but...
Some people have to hit the pavement a little harder, you know?
Exactly, Pat. Exactly.
Then they wake
up. There are a lot of people that a semi needs to hit them before they wake up and realize what's going on. So
they got to get hit in the head a little.
Yeah.
Wake them up.
They think that God is dead, but they don't know that God's not dead.
Wow, you're right.
My faith is dead, I need a
The train's leaving. That's Sherry doing the train's leaving station sound.
Sorry, I thought I was muted.
Oh, that's adorable. You play the flute. You should get together with Bill.
Ooh. All right, Pat, don't get me to laughing.
Oh,
Pat,
dear.
Pat, were you getting visions on that one, or what was your
game? Oh, yes, it's too funny. Jesus, is hysterical. We're all in line still, but this time we have our heads down, our eyes are kind of closed, and we're clapping our hands in front of us, and we're just going from one foot to the next, and we can't go forward because 2 yards in front of us is Jesus, and he's facing us, and he's doing the same thing. He's got his head down, and he's going back to the one foot to the next in tune with the music, clapping his hands with us. It's hysterical.
Well,
so I'm laughing through the whole thing.
Pat. Say that in English now, Pat.
What? Oh, that was so funny. I couldn't go forward because he was 2 yards in front of us, dancing, facing us, and doing the same motions we were doing. Even the white fatah, the brown hair.
I want to see Jesus do the robot.
Yeah, say in English now. That's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
That gives you
great
vision. Sherry, are you having
fun
when you're partying? Is everybody in the chat room partying to that song?
I love that song.
I love that
song. That is
a
good dance song. That is a great dance song. Oh, my goodness. When we translate it, I tell you, I will show you.
The Lord gave that song to me the other night.
I will show you what the dance movements were, what we were doing when we go up there, because you'll laugh.
So awesome.
It's so cute. And everybody
in unison.
That
was the song that God gave me for the rapture. That's why I submitted it.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, it's cute. I love it.
Well, it's weird because lately when I've been waking up in the morning or different times of my day, I'll hear the train part of that.
I love it.
And I can hear it as if the song has started. And I was like, oh, man. The Lord's like, it's a reminder.
Wow.
Rapture's at hand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, I feel the urgency.
Wow. And we're all so happy on there. We're doing this little dance. And he's doing it with us.
I know. It's like in unison, right, Pat? We'll dance in unison.
We have our heads down. Our eyes are closed. Because we're so into it, and we're just going from one foot to the next and clapping our heads. He's doing the same thing. He's like 2 yards in front of us, and he's doing the same exact movements. Just everybody's into the music and the beat. I mean, you talk about being human. Oh, my gosh. He is incredible. He gets right on our level because he loves to be family. Oh, my gosh. It's so cute. That's why I was laughing through the thing.
You know, speaking of family, we really are family, aren't we?
We are. And he's part of it. Oh, poor Jesus. We make him happy. We do. He laughs with us. Oh, my gosh, guys, he laughs with us. He laughs with us. He gets right on our level with us and teases and flirts and dances and everything else. I mean, who would ever think God would be this way? But he hungers to be this way with us, to be just like family with us. He does. People don't understand that. They think we're horrible, you know, and we're disrespectful, but we're not. We're not. We're just loving him, and he's loving us, you know. We've discovered him in a whole new light that is so refreshing and beautiful. And he's one of us. He wants to be one of us, and he wants to sing and dance and clap and everything else with us. He does. He does. Yeah, he loves to laugh. Yeah.
Well, I think since we're family, we should probably celebrate that. What do you guys think? there till way after midnight last night, California time.
Wow.
Cool.
God bless everybody. If you're lonely,
okay.
Pop in chat. There we will be. Hey, Blah. Blah showed up. Good to see you, Blah.
Hey, Blah.
Love you, Blah.
RCC is hopefully closing down today due to the translation, but, you know, we'll see you tomorrow.
Amen.
We love you guys.
Okay, love you, too. Love you, everybody.
Love you, Judy. Love you, in the chat room. Love you,
Judy. Love you. Tanya, love you. Stacy, love you. Carol, love you. Michelle, love you.
Love you, Christine.
Law, love you. Everybody. Christine, everybody. Lana, Leah, everybody. Love you all.
Love you in chat.
Love you all.
Stacy, love you. Love you. Love you, Carol.
See you all soon. See you in the air.
Love you,
love you all.
Love y'all.
It's Stacy. Love you all.
Oh, hi.
Love you, Stacy.
Love you, sweetie.
Love you.
Love you, Stacy. Love you, Leah.
Love you, everybody.
Come get us, Jesus. Be all here.
And the bride says, come.
Come, get us.
Now.
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 Yes. Yes.
Now. Oh. Amen.
That was fun today.
That was fun. That was really cute.
It was fun. All our favorite songs. I love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord.